Hello, More Than Small Talk friends. This is Jennifer. Each week, we'll share a little more encouragement as a follow-up to our latest episode. Today, I'm sharing some thoughts on our identity. There's a quote that I love that says, "Your struggle isn't your identity." It's easy to say a big amen to this without taking it all the way in to the broken part of our stories with Jesus's redemptive thread. We sit in our shame because it's familiar and we feel like we deserve it. But if our struggles are not our identity, we have to go to war with the false narrative in our heads and unravel shame from our stories. Shame stunts spiritual and emotional growth. Shame is not the Holy Spirit, nor should it be the tone that we take with someone else who is struggling in the trenches with their personal struggles. To heal from the inside out, shame can no longer be the narrator in our struggle story. Shame says, "Look what you've done," or "What did you do to deserve this affliction?" But healing says, "Baby, look what all you've had to overcome. That was hard work." Jesus had an encounter with a woman at the well who was hiding out in the heat of the day to draw water and get what she needed without the whispers and judgment. You can find this in John chapter 4. Jesus asked her for a drink of water that he needed because he knows that with his help, broken people still have something to offer and value. It was her status as a Samaritan that made her feel unworthy, but I wonder if the shame-filled part of her story was another reason why she assumed Jesus wouldn't want water from her. In verse 10, Jesus says, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." End of their encounter was the end of shame and condemnation narrating her story. Redemption was now the narrator. None of us are without blemish, but Jesus inspired people to move on from shame, just dictating their stories from that point on. He was going to redeem all of it. His approach was grace upon grace, not shame upon shame. His voice was the greatest shame detangler. His approach was often go and sin no more, not go back to what broke you. Lean in because I want you to get this. Remove yourself from a life of shame. Rather than returning to what broke you in the time of your life where shame took the lead role in your story. If we want to heal, shame and self-inflicting wounds that say you deserve what broke you have to be uprooted and replaced with redemption that is a done deal and paid for in full by the blood of Jesus Christ. Broken people who make mistakes can still run towards the fire to offer water to someone who needs it. Shame stunts, but grace is the most beautiful eraser. You are not the darkest part of your story. You aren't your failed relationships, and you are not deserving of abuse. You are not the sum of your missteps, addictions, or mistakes passed down from generation to generation to you. You are not called to carry shame. You are a worthy water carrier. You are a look what God did in my story messenger. And because your shame is no longer center stage, your story will be a healing salve and an inspiration for others. Struggle forward, my friends. Shame has been canceled. We are fighting for you, believing with you. And you can find what I read today on my blog, jenniferreneewatson.com. And we'll have another episode for you soon. Thanks for listening and share this with a friend today so that they can be encouraged too.